It's now time for the most exciting, edifying, and illuminating 2+ minutes in new sports talk radio across this great land. That's right, it's time for yet another installment of Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostications on the WSGW Morning Team. I fell one game short of achieving perfection the previous week. How'd I do last week? Let's review the tape. Go Navy, beat Army 20-17.
For the win in double overtime for the Black Knights. Kick on the way. It is good. Army wins.
Training, sir.
Training, sir.
What kind of training, son?
Army training, sir.
Army training, sir.
Give me the Bills over the Jets 26-14.
He's got heat on this one. He's got Knox. Oh, look at that somersault for a touchdown.
That was incredible.
The most valuable commodity I know of is information. Wouldn't you agree?
Give me the Lions over the Vikings 30-27.
Goff to throw. Wants to throw it to Sewell. Oh, he caught it. Yes. And Sewell on a first down. Oh, yes. The big man. Oh, that is beautiful.
Welcome to Detroit.
Brand new Lions.
I don't throw darts at a board. A bit on sure things.
Is Michael Douglas, aka Gordon Gekko from the 1987 film Wall Street, saying the Lions are sure things? Well, I fell one game short thanks to Army's win over Navy, hence the Bill Murray soundbite from the 1980 comedy classic Stripes. But again, you heard Michael Douglas twice from Wall Street since it was released 35 years ago this week and still remains my favorite Oliver Stone movie. As for my overall record and my belief in the Lions, my record improves to 39-17. Hey, that's good, but I strive for perfection, of course, and we'll get it this week as I'm picking just NFL games. Look, I'll start highlighting the college bowl schedule once it gets a bit more interesting next week. Here are my picks. There's Saturday football in the NFL with the Baltimore Ravens visiting the Cleveland Brownies at the Mistake by the Lake with kickoff at 4:30. The banged up Ravens will play once again without starting quarterback Lamar Jackson, and while I find it difficult to pick a team with Deshaun Watson as its quarterback, I'm thinking the punishing Browns running game grinds out a tough victory on a cold December evening in Cleveland. Give me the Browns over the Ravens 23-20. The Sunday night matchup between the New York Giants and the Washington Commanders will have playoff implications. Both teams ended up in a tie when they played just a few weeks ago, and with their 7-5-1 records, whoever loses will be left clinging to the final wildcard spot. Now, these teams are kinda even, considering they've already tied, of course, but with the Giants struggling on the road this season, that gives the Commanders a, well, commanding edge. Give me the Commanders over the Giants 26-20. And finally, your playoff contending and playing meaningful football in December, Detroit Lions hit the road to battle the New York Jets this Sunday at 1 p.m. The 6-7 Lions have won 5 of their past 6 and are in the midst of the wildcard playoff chase. Now, they make their second trip to the Meadowlands this season, where they dispatched of the Giants last month, and this Lions offense is on fire of late, averaging over 30 points per game during the last 5 games. And the defense has played better as well. Now, the Jets are also battling for a postseason berth, so they will give the Lions a battle, as this Jets defense is perhaps the best D the Lions have faced in a while. However, even with Mike White able to start under center for the Jets, it's not like this Jets offense lights up the scoreboard. It won't be a runaway victory, but the Lions scratch and claw their way back to the 500 mark. That's right, give me the Lions over the Jets 27-20. So I've got the Brownies over the Ravens, the Commanders over the Giants, and the Lions over the Jets. And remember, as Hal Holbrook's Lou Mannheim tells us in Wall Street,
man looks in the abyss. There's nothing staring back at him. At that moment, a man finds his character. And that is what keeps him out of the abyss.
That's this week's edition of Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostications on WSGW.